Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today, we are joined by singer-songwriter Rosa Lynn. And Rosa Lynn is with us today, and she's talking about a brand new single, which is the follow-up to Snap, which has already achieved 1 billion streams. Now, Rosa Lynn, welcome to The Voice of America. Welcome to Border Crossings. When you started singing and you got into this music business, did you ever think anything would have 1 billion anything with it?
No, I don't think so. I had a strong belief in my music and in myself and my artistry. But it was really, really hard for me to get here because I'm from Armenia, which is very far from LA, where everything musical happens, and not only musical. So it was a tough way getting here, but I'm happy I got lucky enough and fortunate enough to have Snap, and it went viral, and I got signed to my record label and my publisher, and I found my manager. So I'm very happy to be here.
So I'm snapping 1, 2. Where are you?
We're happy to have you. We're glad you're enjoying life and enjoying success all the way from Armenia here to the United States. And you've come through a long road. You've been on the Eurovision Song Contest stage twice, not only once, but twice as a teen. And then later in 2022 as a grown up young woman.
Yeah. Well, the first one doesn't really count because I didn't pass the national selection. It was just the Armenian selection for Junior Eurovision, but I didn't pass that. So, but I always knew, you know, Eurovision was kind of like my goal for a long time. You can tell, and I got to Eurovision when I was 22, which is last year. So it was amazing. It was a huge honor and huge dream come true for me because I was watching Eurovision with my family when I was a kid. And I always told my mom, one day I'm going to be on this stage. And she would laugh, of course. But, you know, I made it happen.
You believed in your dreams and your dreams came true. Now, when you were born and growing up in Armenia, you were Rosa Kostadian.
Yes, 95% correct.
Well, okay, say it for me.
Kostadian.
Kostadian, okay, well.
Great, wow, amazing.
See? A little coaching and I can do it. So when did you become Rosa Lynn? And I mean, obviously, for obvious reasons, you know, it would be hard in America for everybody. I can't pronounce the name, but Americans would have trouble, but.
Well, I'm still Rosa Kostadian for my family, for my friends, for me. I became Rosa Lynn in 2019 when I met Tamar Kaprelian, who's my manager now. I started working with her and her company, writing, you know, I started writing songs, and we signed a deal with Warner Chappell and as publishers, and we had to choose a stage name. And the only reason we, you know, decided to take a stage name was that my last name would be very hard to be pronounced outside of Armenia, which, you know, my goal was becoming a global artist and songwriter. So we decided to take Rosa Lynn because I did not want a fake last name, because I felt like I was, like, I don't know, betraying my last name, which I would never do. So we took the variation of my name. My first name is Rosa. So we took the Rosa Lynn as a variation of my name, and we just took it apart. So it's like Rosa Lynn. So that way I did not betray my last name and, you know, gained a stage name.
Well, I love it. I love it. And incidentally, you know, The Voice of America broadcasts in Armenia, broadcasts around the world, around in 100 countries. And so maybe you could tell me, obviously, you're proud of your homeland, as you should be. What do you miss most?
Food.
The food.
Yes, food and people, the way we communicate, the way we the way we look at family, the mentality is very different, the culture is very different, you know, the friendship, the type of friendship that we have. I miss my family and I miss my friends. I miss the places that I know by heart, every little dust on the streets. But I mean, I made a conscious decision to live it and come here for my big dream and for my career, because I absolutely realized that it's not possible to be an Armenian, you know, do what I do now on a daily basis. Maybe at some point in my life I'll be able to be home for, you know, 60% of my time, and then I'd come over and write an album and release it and disappear. But that's nowhere near the future, because I got to hustle a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. A lot of work doing what you do. And have you had a chance to go back to Armenia and perform since the success of Snap?
Yes, I actually was very proud to perform on Junior Eurovision, in which we hosted this year in December. So I was back home in December. I spent a month there, and it was very, very magical for me. When I perform Snap everywhere else, people sing it. It feels great, but when the whole kind of arena was like very, the way they welcomed me, and the way they kind of, it was like craziness. They were so excited, and the energy, I never found that much energy and that much support anywhere else in the world, which is of course obvious, but it was magical. I really, really loved that performance.
So I'm snapping 1, 2.
Have you picked a name for your fans?
Rosalians.
Rosalians. I love it. Rosalians.
Because yeah. I'm a legal alien, and Rosalians, kind of, I don't know. I think it's sweet. And actually, I did not pick it. I did not come up with it. I have a Discord channel where there are like 500 people or 1,000, or I don't know. There's some amount of people that I chat on a daily basis. It's like a close circle of artists and the audience kind of relationship going on, and we chat daily. And I created a poll. I was like, send me ideas for how should we name ourselves, you know? And we, you know, Rosalians won, so.
It's all the crazy I like. Baby, I'm a kiss with Dr.
We're talking with Rosalyn, who is the latest music sensation with the Columbia record label, and she's got singles out. I know you've put out a few singles. In fact, Never Be Mine is the name of the new single.
Yep.
But how about an album? Are you planning? Usually a couple singles come out, then you build some traction, and then the album comes out. What's the status of your debut album?
I've been working on an album for the past 4 months, writing daily with wonderful, wonderful songwriters and producers in LA. And not only, I've been in Nashville too, I've been in Sweden, but mostly I'm writing in LA, writing with my heroes, literally people who wrote my favorite songs ever. And I still can't believe that I got to be in the same room with these people. But I really appreciate that. And we're working on the album still. We have some singles that are going to come out after Never Be Mine. After Never Be Mine, we're going to release probably a bunch of other singles. And then eventually I hope it's going to become a full body of work. So I'm working hard to have the album ready before I go on tour, which is June. It's a lot of work to do, but I'm very inspired, very excited. I have a great team, great collaborators, and I'm positive. I'm very hopeful about what we're doing.
Well, if the album's coming out in a few months, you must have a name in mind already.
No.
No, come on. Give me a couple of the choices that you're kicking around.
When I first, when I was back home in Armenia, when I first had this idea of writing an album, and it was like before Snap came out, I had an idea of naming the album Anxious Lullabies, because I would write, you know, sweet, emotional kind of sad songs on acoustic sad songs, but I don't think we're gonna name that because it's the songs are not Anxious Lullabies anymore. But I don't know. I'm something cool.
Or maybe Rosalind. That might be a good name for an album.
Nah, I don't know.
You want something better than that? How about any collaborations? Maybe you're going on tour with Ed Sheeran. Would you do a song with Ed Sheeran?
I would definitely do a song with Ed Sheeran. I can't wait to meet him and talk to him and, you know, in real life. And I've heard that he's a wonderful human being, and I believe that because you can tell from his songs. You can always tell the personality behind the artist from his or her songs. And I can't wait for that. But, yeah, I mean, I have some dream collaborations that I don't know if they will ever happen, but...
Who are your top three? Top three collaborations for Rosalind?
Sting, Adele, Ozzy Osbourne.
See, no hesitation. You were just right there.
I know it. Yeah, it's right there. Sting, Adele, Ozzy Osbourne.
Well, like you said, just hold on to your dreams and the dreams can come true. There's absolutely no reason why not.
But everywhere it keeps me up at night. Every chord leaves me paralyzed. Every melody's just reminding.
Now, your new song, which is Never Be Mine, tell me about the song. You like to write your own music. You like to produce or co-produce your own music. You're very hands-on. Tell me about the song Never Be Mine.
I wrote Never Be Mine in L.A. In fall 2022. I wrote it with Michael Pollack, CC and TMS. We had a wonderful time in Malibu. It's, you know, the song is about unrequited love. It's about longing for someone that you'll never get, but also and trying to deal with that feeling through songwriting, and kind of trying to heal while putting it into a song. It's kind of the same feeling as Snap, but, you know, more emotional and you know, it's a wonderful ballad. I'm really happy. I've always wanted a ballad because I'm a huge fan of Adele, and I always wanted to have that, like, wonderful, wonderful ballad for myself. So I'm happy we managed to write it. And the lyrics is very, very personal. I always try to write stuff about myself, about my feelings for my own artist project. So I'm very proud of that song.
Well, next year it might be at the Grammys. Who knows? It could be Rosalind. Best new artist. Here's your song. Here's your Grammy.
My keyboard player, when he first heard the song, he said, oh, the Grammy song. So,
oh, there you go. See, he and I are on the similar path. So let me ask you this. Okay, Rosalind, You started writing songs when you were about 11 or 12. So if somebody said to you, writing or performing, you can only pick one, which would it be?
I think performer, because I love the energy that I get from people when I'm on stage, and it's such a way to get inspired again. But also, it's such a hard question, because I love when I perform my songs, because then when you hear people sing back to relate to something that you felt. So I don't know. I don't know. I would be neither. If I had to choose, I'd be neither. Or I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to do both.
There you go. You're going to do it on your terms. You're going to do both. Now, you talk about the energy from the audience. Where are your favorite places to play? Because you are an international star who has performed around the world. So where is your most energy or your favorite places to play?
My favorite place to play is Armenia, of course. I think my other favorite is Italy, because that's where Eurovision happened.
Yep.
And it always is great to go back and play there again. Honestly, it doesn't. If I'm being honest, it doesn't matter, because it's magical that people all around the world, some people, I don't know, even if it's 10 people in the other side of the world, are ready to come to my show. If it's 5 or 10 people, and I'm from Vanadzor or from Armenia, it's like I would go to Mars to play for... If there is ever someone wanting to...
Who wants you on Mars? You can book Rosalind for Mars.
Step in 1, 2, where are you? You're still in my heart. Step in 3, 4, I don't need you here anymore. Get out of my heart.
I did want to ask you, is there a difference in how you write songs from when you were living in Armenia to America? Did your writing change?
My approach to writing didn't, but my ways of writing did, because I was writing all just by myself, and I would record my demos and I would make some tracks on Logic because I didn't have anyone in my room with me. But now I have collaborators, and they're very, you know, very, very strong songwriters and producers, and everything happens faster. I sound differently, you know, because when you write alone, it's like all just your ideas and your melodies and your lyrics, and it's all you. But when you're in a room with other people, you get inspired by their ideas. You inspire them. So it's different. But I really love being in the studio with people that I love working with. And it's always fun. And it's always very, very inspiring.
What advice would you give young aspiring musicians? I mean, you kind of got discovered on TikTok, but you've been in music for a while, and you've been putting out music for a while and writing music for a while. But what advice would you give to somebody who wants to be the next Rosalind?
I have to become Rosalind first.
You have to become Rosalind first.
Yeah.
You're well on your way. You know, 100 million views on YouTube is kind of a big number.
Well, I would say just try to stay as true as possible to your feeling and what you think is... You're the right thing for you to do, and the right, you know, put out music that you love. Don't put out music that you don't love, because you're gonna, you know, end up singing it your whole life if it's a hit. You know, you can't not do it. Just be honest in your music, because there are already a lot of people writing songs and trying to be artists. And if you think that your authenticity is not strong enough and you're trying to like become someone else or copy someone else, it's absolutely wrong. Like it's only one you in the planet. So just stick to yourself and hope that it's going to work or it's going to be interesting. And it will be interesting for some people. You will find the audience, but you know, it's hard. It's hard. Like, I never thought it's going to be easy. And I was prepared for the difficulties, so it's not that you see celebrities on screen and it's, you know, this like sugar life, you know, and it's not like it, but it worth it. Like for me, the moment when I'm on stage or when I'm in music, everything that stresses me out and everything that exhausts me, it really worth it because of this moment. So, you know, if you love making music more than anything in this world, then do it.
And music is very therapeutic too, because especially for a songwriter, you could tell stories. People don't know if it's about you or someone else, if it's true or made up, and you can express yourself, you know.
Yeah, it's true. That's the way I exist. That's the way I deal with life. I don't treat this as a job or a possibility to become rich or famous. It is fun. Like I enjoy that part too, but it's just the way I am, you know. Yo no lo soy, yo no lo soy.
What's been the highlight for Rosalind so far? Was it being number one on the charts? Was it the Eurovision contest performing in Turin? What has been your highlight so far? You're just starting the journey so far.
The highlight is probably the most important thing that really kind of calmed me down after so many years is that I finally get to do what I really love doing and not worrying about anything else. But if I'm being specific, writing with people that wrote my favorite songs, being on the same stage as, I don't know, Muse and Red Hot Chili Peppers and Jack White, it's crazy. Wow. You know, the lines up are crazy, and being able to do my first tour with that Sheer, it's everything is a highlight.
Yes. Every day is a new highlight.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds exciting. And you know, as you mentioned, writing, you know, songs where, you know, the audience sings along and knows the words. And when you travel to foreign countries where they don't speak English, but they know the words to Snap or, you know, They Will Know Never Be Mine. You know, then that must make you feel good. I mean, like you said, validation, you know, you used to worry about making it. Everybody worries about that first hit. Now you've had that hit, and that hit was number one for 6 weeks. And so, you know, it's validation.
Yeah, that feels great. That comes with a lot of responsibility, but it feels great. Everything worth it. Snapping 1, 2.
We're talking with Rosalind, and Never Be Mine is the name of her brand new single. The new album is coming out maybe around June, and we will keep you well informed on that. Is there social media sites that you use that I can share with our audience to kind of reach out to you?
Well, I'm kind of everywhere. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Instagram. I have this little circle of people that I chat with daily on Discord. Where else are we? We're kept Twitter. I love Twitter. I actually prefer Twitter because it's kind of like more interesting for me. But I'm mostly on TikTok and Instagram.
Now, you mentioned earlier you talk to 1,000 people a day. That's a lot of people.
Yep.
That keeps you busy. I don't really have time to write songs or perform. If you're writing to 1,000 people in a day every day. But Rosalyn is our guest. We are excited to have you here on Border Crossings, talking about the new song, which I'm very excited about and look forward to playing it more and more on the radio, and all the success that you've had so far and will continue to have, I'm sure. You're a pleasure to talk to.
Thank you so much. Pleasure is mine.
No, thank you. Thank you. Rosalyn is our guest. My name is Larry London. You're watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.